Have you ever stopped to realize that your YouTube channel, your Instagram account, your Facebook account, your TikTok account, those could all be taken away from you at any time? You don't own those. But what do you own? You own your own blog and your email list. Today, I want to talk about blogging and why I have fallen back in love with it over the past year or so, and how you can use it as a huge part of your income strategy as a DIY content creator. My name is Christina Dennis, and I've been a DIY decor content creator since 2009. What started as a passion for transforming drab spaces into vibrant havens has now turned into something bigger, something life-changing. I'm supporting our entire family with the income from the DIY Mommy blog, YouTube channel, and social media platforms. But it didn't happen overnight. It took countless hours of brainstorming, creating, and sharing content about what I love the most, budget-friendly DIY decor and home improvement projects. Now I'm ready to share all of my secrets, tips, and strategies that helped me turn my passion for DIY decor into a full-time career supporting my family along the way. Are you ready to transform your hobby into a successful career? Welcome to the Six Figure Creator Podcast. Hello, hello, and welcome back to my podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I want to focus on blogging in today's episode. I feel like we have not talked about that in quite a while. We talked about equipment last week. We've talked a lot about YouTube. We've talked about Instagram. But blogging is really one of my main sources of income. And I really truly believe that it is my hub for everything because I own my blog. I own my domain name. I own all of the content on my blog. I am solely responsible for whether that is live and up, and nobody can take that away from me. Unlike Instagram, maybe that could go down one day and not work for me. Maybe my content, my account could be suspended for whatever reason. Maybe I could have it taken over, you know, with a spammer or a scammer or whatever. Same with Facebook, same with even YouTube, right? So I feel like as content creators, we really have to make sure that we have this home base that we own, whether that is a blog that we own on our own domain name or a email list that we have complete control over, or ideally both of those things, which is what I have. I started my blog, thediymommy.com, back in 2009. So this June is my 15-year anniversary, which is honestly really weird to think about. I can't believe A, I'm that old, and B, that I've been doing this for so long. Some podcasts ago, I talked about my biggest money earner, and that was YouTube. I made the most money that year on YouTube, but I'm just finally wrapping up my taxes for this year. That's a whole other story we could talk about, is taxes as a content creator, my goodness. But anyhow, I'm almost finished those. Thank you, Lord Almighty. And interestingly enough, what beat out my YouTube revenue last year? It was actually my blog ad revenue, which is awesome. Like, I'm really excited about that. So once I saw that that was happening last year, it really lit a fire in me to continue to work on my blog. And we have been working on it over the past couple years, deleting a lot of content that is stale and hasn't been visited very much. It's not helpful. And republishing and making better a lot of content that's kind of in the middle. And then also posting a lot of new blog posts based off of high search, low competition keywords. Side note, the tool that I love using for that is called Rank IQ. I will leave a link for that tool down in the show notes. You can go to thesixfigure.com/podcast for all of the show notes for this episode. Rank IQ is awesome because you can look within a niche. So probably for a lot of us, for me, my niche is DIY, and you can see a whole list of keywords in that niche that you can write about. So for example, keyword might be small bathroom makeover. And it shows you kind of how many visits you might get per year based off of that keyword. It also shows you how quickly you might be able to rank within a few weeks, months, a year, etc. So we've been using that tool a lot. You do have to pay monthly for that tool, but I've been using it for over a year and we have seen some major growth on my blog. So anyway, a good tool if you want to write content for your blog. But let's talk about, firstly, it's interesting because I find when I tell people that I make a good amount of money on my blog, they're like, okay, cool, how? And it's essentially the same as YouTube in that I produce free content on the blog and we try so hard to make it really helpful. So it's me and it's also I have an assistant who has a team and we all work together to write these blog posts. It's all my own photography and all my own ideas and we write posts based on popular keywords and what people are wanting to learn from me. Anyhow, so it's all free content, and then I have ads on the blog. So you'll see when you go on my blog, you'll see some display ads within my content. You'll see some ads on the sidebar, plus you'll see some video ads pop up. You can X out of those, you can watch them. So every time those ads are seen, I get a little bit of money. And that adds up to, if I get a really good readership that month, that could be thousands of dollars for me every month, which is fantastic. And I do find kind of like everything in the content creator world, there are certain months where this figure is very low because the blog isn't visited as much. And then there's some months where the figure is high. And that's usually for me between October and December when people are DIYing Christmas gifts and doing more crafty things. So it's a really great source of revenue because I'm able to write free content to help people, but then when the people visit, they see the ads, then the ad network pays me. So there's a few ways that you can get ads on your blog. The first way is you can install Google AdSense. So that is Google's ad network, essentially. And they do want to see a high quality blog before you put the ads on. So last time I tried to apply for Google AdSense for my newer blog, which is a year old, called Yummy Whole Food Recipes, my food blog, I wasn't even accepted yet because I think I had less than 50 blog posts. Plus, they wanted to see all my categories fleshed out. I have categories like, salads, dressings, lunch, dinner, supper, and some had less than 5 posts in the categories. So they do want to see a nice fleshed out blog with, I would say, like, I don't know if there's a specific number they're looking for, but to me, it seems to be like at least 50 blog posts I would aim for. And say you have 10 categories and have 5 minimum blog posts in each category. Also, make sure that the content is actually helpful. If you do use a software like an AI software like ChatGPT, make sure that you get ChatGPT to maybe write the outline for your blog post, but personalize it, edit it, edit the living daylights out of it, make it personal. If it's recipes, test the recipes, please. Don't just slap up some AI recipe and not test it. Google is really cracking down on unhelpful content. So you want to make sure your content is rich, helpful, written by a human, or at least really highly edited by a human. Your own original photography over AI generated photography or stock photography is going to be helpful too to getting it monetized with AdSense. So once you have a good blog established, you can apply for AdSense. I will leave a link to the application in today's show notes. So that's the first way. The second way is once you hit a certain number of page views or visits to your blog, you can apply for an ad network like Raptive, which is the one that I'm on. It used to be called Ad Thrive, or you can apply for Mediavine. There's a few other ones, but those are kind of the two heavy hitters, the main players in the space. That's Raptive or Mediavine. Most of the bloggers that I know that have been established for 5 years plus are with either of those ad networks. So I think both of them, you have to have 100,000 page views per month consistently to get into those networks. I believe Mediavine may have knocked theirs down to 50,000. Don't quote me on this. I'll just make sure to leave both of these links in that show notes down in the description here below. Click on that, check it out. But Mediavine did roll out a new program called Mediavine grow, I think, which is I actually did apply for that with my Yummy Whole Food Recipes blog. And for that one, they were looking for something like 15,000 visitors per month, which is what my blog has now. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to hear back from them and see what their thoughts were on that. So either way, you have to have a decent following on your blog, a good amount of page views to apply for those types of networks. But once you apply for those networks and get accepted, you can make a higher rate per view for ads. So it's definitely worth it to work on your blog as much as you can, put as much high content out there, share that content. I've heard through the grapevine that Google is also looking at how many shares your content gets, because that's a really good indication that your content is actually helpful, right? If people are sharing this with their friends on social media. So certainly aim for a high quality blog with lots of visitors, share it as much as you can on social media with your family, friends to get those visitors, write some really great blog posts based off of high searched, low competition keywords like you would find on somewhere like Rank IQ. And then you can apply for one of these larger ad networks. So I am with Raptive. I've been with them now for, I believe, at least 5 years. I was with one called She Blogs before. I think it's called She Media now, which I didn't get quite as good of an RPM, which is a rate per 1,000 views of an ad. With Raptive, I get quite a bit higher of a rate, which I'm happy with. They do put a ton of ads on my site, which I have allowed. You can look at my site and you can see what I'm talking about. But those videos that pop up with the X, those do get me the most money. So because we spend hours and hours and hours a week writing, and I put a lot of thought, a lot of work behind the blog, I am not minding having people see these ads because it helps pay for all of the work that we put into the blog. So that's how I get paid for the free content I put on the blog. And as of last year, that has been my highest revenue generator. And it has finally overtaken my YouTube ad revenue, which is pretty cool. So definitely worth it for me to continue to put a lot of time into my blog posts and editing my old blog posts to make my blog as helpful as possible. So yeah, simply based on revenue generation, that is the first reason why I am falling back in love with blogging this year and really putting a lot of my working hours towards it. The second reason is, I'm going to be honest, I've said it probably a lot before, I'm an introvert and I love people, but I do need to be by myself to be re-energized. And I am also, I love doing videos and I love putting my authentic self on camera, but I'm honestly just feeling a little bit burnt out from doing that. I'm not really ever lately looking forward to putting my face on camera. I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know. I just feel like I just need some more privacy with that or something. I don't know. Yeah, I'll get back to you on that if I really know what the psychology is behind that. But I think it's just the whole introvert thing and just being a little bit burnt out from, you know, doing all of our cabin renovations the last couple years with my face on YouTube. And as long as I've been doing this, you know, when there's personal attacks, I guess, personally nasty comments about how I look, my face, my weight, whatever it is, it just gets old, right? I just get kind of tired of hearing it. So it's almost like, it's almost just like a break, like a much needed retreat to be able to do these podcasts and to sit by myself in my office with my cup of coffee, maybe my cat, maybe in my pajamas. You don't know. Nobody knows. And write blog posts about things that I enjoy, like crafts and decorating. And I feel like I've put in so much time to in the field of doing, you know, the painting, the decorating, you know, doing the whole home renovations, that is just a nice treat to sit and think about all of the ways I can write about these experiences now and hopefully teach other people and do it without having to show my face and like be on and be smiling, honestly. So that's the second reason that I'm looking forward to spending more time on my blog this year, honestly, is like, I love you guys. And I don't get me wrong. I really, really appreciate all of my followers on YouTube and Instagram and things. And I feel like I kind of, not really owe, but I think it's just a nice thing for me to put my face on there and be like, hey, this is me authentically. But I am honestly looking forward this year just to being a little bit more off the camera and, you know, doing some more behind the scenes work just from my office and doing that. So I don't know. I hope that makes sense. I'm guessing there's some of you out there that might understand as an introvert or maybe as somebody that just prefers to be a little bit more behind the scenes and not like the center of attention, the life of the party. So that being said, I've been really enjoying blogging. If you want to see what I've been up to there, just go to thediymommy.com. That's my main blog, and that's where I make the most revenue for my whole content creation business. And then I also have the Yummy Whole Food Recipes, which was hoping to monetize last year. Didn't get there. Hoping to monetize now, especially that Mediavine has this new program. If you are an influencer and you do not have a blog, I would highly recommend starting one. I have been working on a blog post for my sixfigurecreator.com site on how to start a WordPress blog. WordPress would definitely be the way that I would recommend doing it. Not WordPress.com, but purchasing your own domain name, your own hosting, and installing WordPress.org and creating your blog that way, because that is a great system to build on if you do want to monetize it. So keep that in mind. Just Google how to start a blog with WordPress and you're going to find hundreds of tutorials on how to do that. So please do one. Please at least buy a domain name so that you have something. Please at least consider starting a newsletter, because as much as you might want to focus on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube, which I highly recommend putting all those eggs in all those different baskets, you do want to make sure you have a home base that is your own, that no other corporation can take away from you for any reason. So I hope you found that interesting and or helpful. Let me know in the comments of the show notes at thesixfigurecreator.com/podcast what you think about blogging. If you have any questions about blogging, I would love to answer them. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast, and I will talk to you again in a couple of weeks.